So let me open this episode with a crazy question that has an even crazier answer. And the question I want to pose to you is, what do Vikings have to do with sweaters? And the answer is, it's the same thing that Harley Davidson has to do with colonoscopy. So let me explain a little bit. I'm about to travel with my son. We're going to Scandinavia sometime later this year. And we're trying to hammer down specifics, like, do we want to go to Finland? Do we want to go to Norway? And I've been researching some of this online, and I'm, you know, one of the things he wants to see is Viking remains. So I'm online looking up Viking artifacts, and lo and behold, I come across a woman who makes beautiful hand-knit sweaters.
On Instagram.
On Instagram. They're top tier, and a little bit on the pricey side, but very attractive. And they're Nordic patterned, she says. So that's how I came to find her sweaters, by looking for Vikings. And what this is an example of conversational intersections. Joe, do you want to maybe tell us a little bit more about what intersections are and give us an example?
Sure. I mean, the way I would define intersections simply is the convergence of two topics, right?
Okay.
You just talked about how you were looking for Viking fun stuff to do with your son, and that was the topic you were looking for. And then lo and behold, now you're going to buy a sweater, which was the topic of this woman on her Instagram account, right?
Exactly.
So there's a convergence of two topics there, okay? One topic is for you, the pre-customer, and one topic is for the business owner, right?
Right.
And so in that case, the business owner is the woman who has the beautiful sweaters on Instagram, and you're the pre-customer, right?
Exactly.
You were not at all thinking about buying a sweater.
No,
you were looking for Viking artifacts for your son who loves to do that kind of stuff, and lo and behold, now you're buying a sweater.
Yeah, I was looking for war helmets. And
okay, and now you're buying a sweater, right?
Exactly.
And you spend $170 on a sweater.
Yeah,
all right. That he probably won't want, but you.
No, he won't appreciate.
So what it is simply is an intersection, and it's what we do a lot is about the convergence of two topics. Unfortunately, most people only think about their own topics when they use social media or when they do any kind of marketing. But it's not about your topics. It's about how your topics converge with the pre-customer's topic. So the example I always use, I love it. It's from the very beginning of Edge Theory's existence. And we used to work a lot with vacation property owners. We still do. People who rent vacation homes. We did it with individuals all the way to vacation property managers. But take two topics, which I love. Take one topic, James Taylor. Take one topic, at the Aspen Vacation Rental. So say that I'm an Aspen Vacation Rental homeowner. I'm renting my home on, say, Airbnb or Home Away, whatever. What do they have in common, right? Well, they have a lot in common because James Taylor is playing in Aspen, and I know that because I own the vacation home.
Right.
So the way that I'm going to go intersect with a pre-customer and find people not yet looking for me, I better go talk about the topics that I believe people are talking about. Well, a lot more people in the world are probably thinking about James Taylor or love James Taylor or searching for James Taylor music than looking for my Aspen vacation home. That's
right.
A fact,
yes.
Right? No one knows my home exists except the people in my neighborhood. So what do? We can go create an interesting conversational message such as rent Joe's vacation home and see James Taylor play with Jerry Jeff Walker in October in Aspen, right?
Okay,
that's a that's a piece of content that literally intersects two topics. One topic that I care about, rent my vacation home, and another topic that we believe the pre-customers are out there. We know there are people out there that like James Taylor, right? We don't know that pre-customer. We don't know Jan or Tommy who love James Taylor, but we know there's lots of people who love James Taylor. And so if we go put some piece of content out there that literally connects the two, intersects the two, then of course, lo and behold, we can go find people who aren't looking for us.
Right. It sounds to
me. It works very well.
Right. It sounds to me like you've got a goal here. You want to talk about topics that the pre-customer cares about. And for those of you who may not have heard previous episodes of Conversation Matters, a pre-customer is simply a person who would benefit from your product or service but isn't looking for you.
Yet.
Want to help them find you. And one of the ways you can help them find you is with conversational intersections, such as the crafty sweater designer who lured me in by talking about Nordic patterns.
And Vikings.
And so Vikings and so forth.
But it's all back to how do you, I mean, we all, every one of us, whether we're selling a you know, a political view, a widget, a service, we're all selling something. Every one of us. Everybody's right. A salesman in this world. Someone really smart told me that one time, and it's so true. And the way you sell is to influence someone to make a decision they otherwise would not have made. The person looking for James Taylor was looking to go on their 30th anniversary. They weren't looking to rent my home.
Right.
The person that was looking for Vikings was not looking to buy a sweater. But you bought a sweater, and someone rented my home. That
exactly.
Only would have occurred, only occurs because there was this process of trying to think of intersections, right?
Exactly.
I mean, we all do it subconsciously in conversation. But if you really think of it strategically, it can be very, very beneficial to go use this in your business or your organization, your nonprofit. You know, what are other people, what are the topics? And a lot of times I think we, all of us do this, human nature, we think of our own topics. We don't think of the topics of the others, of the person that we're actually wanting to do business with. And so we got to step out of the me and my topic and think of what is the pre-customer's topic, you know,
right.
Whatever your business is, whatever your organization is.
All right. And when you talk about what the pre-customer cares about, you're introducing them to a new product or a new service or a new brand. And intersections essentially help you broaden your conversation. And Joe, you've got this very famous story that you tell. It's an intersection story about Harley Davidson and colonoscopy.
So one of the examples I love to give, and because you know, what in the heck does a colonoscopy have to do with a Harley Davidson? I think it's a beautiful example. You know, with healthcare, say that you're a surgical center, a hospital that sells colonoscopies. That is, you know, there are things that everybody sells. But, you know, there is no one looking for a colonoscopy. Let's just get that across, right? I don't think anybody really is looking for a colonoscopy, right, unless they just have to get one. It's not something you really want to do,
no,
right? Okay. So what do I mean by that? Well, if you are a hospital or any kind of medical center that does those kinds of GI procedures that no one's looking for, what if you did something fun? And what if you created a message on any social platform and say something like, turning 50? Surely you deserve a Harley Davidson, but seriously, you need a colonoscopy, right? And so what does that do? Well, again, we have two topics converging, right? One topic is the pre-customer, the man or woman who's thinking about the Harley Davidson because they're 52 years old, right? It's time to get one. I've always wanted one.
I've always wanted a Harley Davidson.
I'm thinking about a Harley Davidson. I'm not thinking about a colonoscopy, although I should be because I'm now over 50 years of age. But I'm thinking of a Harley Davidson. But I'm now the medical provider, and I need to go sell more procedures, right? Again, you're converging two topics. So you can have a lot of fun, you know, with the convergence of topics. You know, that's a pretty odd one, right? But it works.
So Viking is to sweaters as colonoscopy is to Harley Davidson. They are conversational intersections.
Well, the vacation home is to James Taylor.
As the vacation home is to James Taylor. So, Joe, let me ask you this. When you're plotting for a new client, how do you find these intersections? What is the process by which you come up with new concepts and keywords to bring pre-customers to your
brand? Well, funny you talked about Vikings, because what we do is we have maps. We have what we call conversation maps. It's the only way to think about any kind of conversational strategies. You got to first figure out where do you want to go. And so we build conversation maps, and those maps literally define all of these intersecting topics that are going to be how you can create the proper content strategy or conversation strategy. So it all goes back to maps. I mean, those that, you know, I always say those that own the maps own the seas.
Right.
You got to develop a map to know where to go.
Okay.
And you can't just go out there and just jump into some cute message on social media. You got to have a map.
Right. And we will talk about that
next time
because this episode, the clock is up on us. So thank you for joining me again, Joe, and I will talk to you again real soon.
All right. Thanks.
Uh-huh.